Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Elevated Life Academy, and I am your host, Sheree Lindberg, and we have a beautiful guest with us today, Jennifer Gilchrist, and we're going to talk about being a spiritual entrepreneur. I would love to hear, please introduce yourself, anything that you think is really important for our listeners to know, and I really want to hear about your journey. This is a podcast about how did you get where you're at? And we really want to hear about healing, transformation, and that journey. And we all know it's a bumpy ride. It's not always smooth sailing.
Thank you so much for having me here and the wonderful work that you're doing in the world. It's my honor to be here with all of you. Yeah, for my journey, I feel like right now I feel so blessed, right? I feel like I have an amazing life. And I like to say that my life is like a spiritual retreat. What I mean for that is that at this point, massages and mindset visualizations, meditations, creativity, for 6 years in a row, I went to Hawaii to swim with the wild dolphins as a part of my birthday and to celebrate my birthday. And I really feel like it's this balance of divinity and action that has sustained my life and really built my success. Now, my life is definitely not always this aligned and peaceful. By the time I was 30, I felt like I was just on this hamster wheel of society's version of success. I was, a single mom. By the age of 20, I was a single mom. And then I owned my own home by the age of 30. I had created a six-figure business doing hair and makeup and weddings, focusing on weddings and also just regular hair clients. And I prided myself on doing it all. I was kind of wearing all these hats, managing the house, the networking, the clients, but I was exhausted. I felt like I was just like life was taking me for a ride and I was just trying to keep up and I could never keep up. And literally in 2008, my ride came to a crashing halt. I had gone to a friend's birthday party and had a few glasses of wine. And the next thing you know, I was on my way home and I ended up flipping my car, rolling it twice and ending up in a ditch. And fortunately, nobody else was involved in that. But this was a massive wake-up call that I couldn't ignore. I knew that my life had to change. But at that point, I had no idea about meditation. I had no idea about any way to release any stress besides wine and chocolate was kind of my favorite way to just figure out how to decompress. And I knew that had to change. And so one night I just prayed. I'm like, I just want to be happy and at peace. I just want to be happy and at peace. And in response to my prayer, my dear grandfather came to me in a dream. And he showed me that he was there, angels, God, the universe, like there was this unlimited amount of spiritual support there for me at all times. And I remember waking up from this dream and I felt this sense of peace and hope in my heart that I had never felt before. And it's not like I had all the answers, but I just knew that it was going to be all right. And it was really shortly after this that my intuition first it opened. Now, it's like I kind of read for about 6 months. I felt like I read every self-help book on the shelf and everything just started clicking. And, the term would be synchronicities now. All these synchronicities kept popping up. I wouldn't have even had that term for it yet. But I hit this point where now I was awakened, right? But I had to figure out what to do with it. And I remember going, I had a friend who had just had his first psychic reading, actually. And I was like, at that point, I wasn't sure, like, I don't know, maybe some people are psychic. I grew up in a very religious, like conservative household. So we didn't really talk about this stuff, but he really recommended going to this. So I had my first psychic reading and she told me that, first of all, she explained how I was feeling better than I could have in my own words. And then she told me I would be doing what she was doing within 5 years. And I was like, what? I'm just hearing my grandparents now talk to me and seeing angels a bit. But it felt exciting. Like there's something about it that felt very exciting, but it also felt so far from where I was that it was hard to imagine it being a reality. And so I started on a quest. And I did. I got very clear pretty quickly that my purpose was really to help awaken other people to their purpose and their spiritual gifts. And so I ended up in 2011 starting my first spiritual business called Divine Spark Within. But it never really took off because two reasons, really. The first one is, although I was felt, you know, I was awakened to all the spiritual stuff, I was still in the spiritual closet. Like, heaven forbid, my family or wedding professionals, I still had my hair business going on. You know, I couldn't imagine them finding out or knowing about this newly awakened spiritual, psychic, clairvoyant, past life, angel card reading self, right? It's like I completely compartmentalized myself into two worlds. But it's hard to be seen when you're hiding in that way. Like, these people can see me, but these people can't. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing was, I was tremendously afraid of public speaking, like to the point that in high school, I was a quiet honor student, so I convinced my teachers to let me do all of my oral reports before or after school. I didn't join a networking group for like a year because I was so afraid to have to stand up and just share 1 minute about my business, even though I knew it would grow my business. And I finally realized that these fears were going to keep me hidden and stuck in my business. And so, you know, I kind of staked my claim at that point, you know, and said, okay, you know, I've got to move past this. My heart was calling me into this direction. And, you know, God has a funny sense of humor. And the next thing you know, I found myself at a conference for client attraction. I'm like, yes, that's all I need. I just need more clients. You know, I was doing meetup groups, but only maybe four people were coming. It was very small. It wasn't enough to let me, you know, do this full time. But I had this vision of seeing myself speaking on stages and like sharing my stories and this kind of a thing. But when I got there, the client attraction conference is all about speaking to get your clients. And I was like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me, right? I start arguing. This is when I know I'm fighting for my fears. You can let me know if you've ever done this, but I was arguing with my angels. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's down the road, you know, like way down the road, you know? And they're like, well, I mean, it's your choice, you know, like you can push it off. And I really became aware that the pain and the emptiness of not getting my message out, right, was bigger than my fear of public speaking. And I remember I was at this conference and there's like 300 other empaths and sensitives taking this business course, you know, trying to decide, do we do this? You know, and I'm very empathic. So I'm feeling my fear, but everybody else's fear and confusion. And so I went outside and I did what I called my TLC body meditation. Talk to your body, listen to your body, and commit to your body, right? So I know that when I've learned to discern what fear feels like versus what out of alignment feels like. And I've learned that when my actions are in alignment with my soul's voice and fear doesn't stop me, I'm able to trust and leap. And so I really got in that meditation that my fear was bigger than my lack of fulfillment for not fulfilling my purpose became bigger than my fear of public speaking. And so I leapt in alignment with my vision, faced my visibility fears, and said yes to a $22,000 investment, which, I mean, I could have had a lot of excuses why I couldn't afford it, right? But I knew that no matter what, I'm always supported in my purpose work. I'm supported in anything that's going to serve me in my highest alignment. And so I leapt in alignment with that vision. And here I love now that I'm with all of you today, you know, being able to share my story, making a difference, still making, now I have a multiple six-figure business, sharing my message, awakening other people to their gifts. And I feel like together we just get to make this ripple effect of healing that's changing the world. And it's very exciting to be a part of it.
Yeah. What a beautiful journey. Thank you for sharing. Can you share a little bit more about how did you take that leap of faith? I mean, it sounds like you were, you know, part of you wanted to take the leap of faith, but yet the fear was there. How did you overcome that fear and just say, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to take that leap of faith.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, if I kind of fast forward, right, you got to condense things. When I first started my Divine Spark Within business was 2011. By the time this conference came about, I think it was about 2015. So there was about a 4-year span there where I would say I started getting serious about more what I would say moving from a hobby, as some people say. I'm like, I never looked at it as a hobby. But when I really look back at the effort that I was putting into it, it was one day a week, a couple times a month. I really wasn't putting myself fully in. And of course, I had the excuse I was busy and working and all the things. But if I'm honest, looking back, I wasn't really playing full out until about 2013. I started getting more serious about it. And there was about a couple of years where I was just felt like I was trying all these things, learning about niches and, you know, learning about the things I needed to learn for marketing. Because there is an aspect of, I think as creatives and spiritual healers, sometimes we resist some of those traditional things that you do need to learn about an online business, especially. It's just a little different than what I'd done before. I was getting more in my head and I was starting to just try to put myself in this box that I thought I was supposed to do, and it just wasn't working and it was creating more frustration. And I feel like there's this alarm clock going off in my heart, you know. It's like the further, like I could feel that misalignment, like the more the time was passing and the less I was just sort of busying myself with things that didn't really matter, or watering down my story in a way like, well, this way, if my parents see it or my hair people see it, you know, they can accept, you know. I had my second iteration was Empowered Women's Leadership, right? So I went from Divine Spark Within to Empowered Women's Leadership, but it still was watering down who I was in a way that I was trying to appease everybody, right? And it wasn't working. It just simply was not working. And I was putting a lot of effort and money and time into it. And so it just, like, the further that I were on that path, the more I realized, why am I not attracting more people? Why am I not letting myself be seen? I know I'm the creator of my reality. I know I'm meant to be here and to do this. I'm feeling this urgency building. And so I think it just kind of took for me to get to that point where it's like, okay, where am I getting in my own way? What fear is happening right now? Like, what do I need to face? And I was really clear when I went to that conference. Oh, yeah, I have seen that book about, like, me writing a story, writing a book and then speaking on stages, but I am nowhere near that. And it's because of my own fear of people's judgment, or, you know, what I come to find out too, being highly sensitive and empathic, I think we have a lot of similar patterns. So I could go into a whole workshop on that, but you probably could too. But, it was like I realized that part of my fear of public speaking had to do with not really having clear energetic boundaries, being aware of the judgment that was just kind of coming in, you know. So I would do a video and I'm like, I could feel the judgment. I could feel my mom's fear. I could feel all the stuff kind of entering. It would make me want to shrink. And so part of it was me learning how to maintain my energy a bit. And the other part of it was healing some of the things about not feeling safe speaking my truth, right? I grew up, my parents are a completely different space now, but when I was growing up, they were fighting a lot. They were young parents. There was a lot of alcohol and drugs happening. And so I grew up walking on eggshells as the oldest of the two. I had a younger brother. I was like, I felt like I had to be responsible for him and for us at a very young age. And so I learned how to, like, keep quiet in order to feel and stay safe. And I repeated these kind of patterns of codependency, and, you know, I even had abusive relationships in my 20s, but it was kind of like I kind of repeated those patterns, and I realized this healing needs to go deeper because these are the wounds that are holding me back from feeling safe, sharing my truth and being okay with, you know, not having everybody's approval. You know, I think in my mind, I never really thought my parents would, like, I feel like I knew that they would never, like, outcast me completely, but that outcasting wound for sensitives of feeling misunderstood, not fitting in, feeling, you know, kind of being the one that's kind of rocking the boat, that's a big fear too. And so all those things were getting triggered. And my response was busying myself and watering down my message and doing all these things that was really keeping me small and hidden. And so I think it's just when I, you know, the further out of alignment you get, you can feel it building. And I was like, you know what? I just need to get out of my own way. I have free will of choice. Just because this opportunity of living this life at that highest potential is there, if I don't start doing something differently, then this isn't going to happen, right? This isn't going to happen. And I feel like I could tell that lack of fulfillment when that build, I think that's what happens sometimes is the tipping point, that lack of fulfillment and knowing that you're just not living in integrity with yourself gets big, and you just start to, one step at a time, face those fears. Right? One video at a time. That's what I started with, doing a video. It was horrible. And I look back at my first video. I was like, oh my gosh, it was painful. And I had all these perfect, you know, had to do it perfect, right? So all these notes, and I was trying to, like, you know, just have it all scripted. And, you know, and part of that was just me learning to love myself, knowing I didn't have to be perfect, letting go of the need of approval. So, I mean, I think it's coupled with taking the actions that, feeling the fear and doing it anyways, but then also clearing the fears and recognizing the fears that are coming up and addressing them so that you have more freedom to take those actions in a bigger way. Does that make sense? So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't overnight, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's a process, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk more about maybe some of your processes and how you do clear those fears?
Sure, yeah. Well, one, I talked a little bit just earlier, this is just a simple one to be able to share that I think is very effective, is the TLC body meditation. And I'm sure lots of people, you know, do versions of this, but I like the acronym of TLC because it's easy to remember, but it's also kind of like self-love, self-care, right? That's part of like honoring yourself. But, you know, when we get into our head, it's very difficult. Fear starts to just swirl. It's hard to make a decision. You can start rationalizing or defending, you know, which way to go on things. And so I'll use this tool for making decisions if I know that there's fear involved, or even sometimes if I'm just procrastinating, like I know I need to record a workshop I'm sharing and then I'm just hitting procrastination for some reason, you know. So you can use this for like feelings or shifting your energy in any way. Maybe you're feeling anxious, you want to feel more peace. But basically, it's just very simple. Your body knows, right? If you can get out of your head and into your heart, into your body is a very powerful divination tool. And it's where we really need to focus to start with. I think if energy is taking over, that you're bypassing the actions you want to take based on something that's triggered or that you're feeling in your body. And so I would just set my intention for, I want to feel more, release the anxiety and embody peace, or I want to get clear about, you know, what's in alignment for my higher path. So there's really lots of ways you can use it, but set your intention because that's important. But I just take a moment to just, you know, first take a few nice cleansing breaths into my body, start to just be in the present moment, right? Calling my energy into that present and focusing on the breath is a simple way to do that because your body's always in the present moment. Mm-hmm. And then I would just ask, you know, where is this, as an example, where is this anxiety in my body? Like, where is this anxiety in my body? And you can start to feel, see if you can start to feel, is it in your heart? Is it in your stomach? Is it in your head? You know, where is the tension being held? Another way is just following the tension. When you get still, you can go, oh, I didn't know this was stiff over here. Well, that means there's something that is not energy flowing there. That's a stuck point. And so I kind of just track in my body, well, where is this feeling or where is this energy stuck? Right. And then I'll start to talk to it. So talk to your body is, you got to get present enough to talk, but then you can ask, you know, what is it that I need to do to release this thing? What is it you're either trying to tell me, right? Or what is it that I need to do to, what is this anxiety that, what is driving this anxiety that I might need to know so that I can embody peace again? And I just start talking to it. Now, the second part is L, which is listen. Now, this is sometimes where we forget. We can ask our prayers and intentions and talk, and then we don't quiet enough to actually receive. And so then it's about just being quiet and allowing yourself to listen to your body's wisdom, right? Listen to your intuition. You got to be quiet and still enough to do that. And so listening is like, oh, and then just notice what thoughts, feelings, or ideas might come to you, right? And then follow that trail. And then I'll like to ask at the end, well, what can I do right now? What can I do right now, like a next step to shift that or to anchor this in? And then again, listen. And most of the time it's going to be simple. When we start going back to the basics, and it might seem like easy to just disregard, like go take a walk, drink some water, shake, dance it out, go hug a tree, put your feet on the ground for a minute. You know, it's sometimes it's very simple, little energy pattern interrupt to do with your body. And C is just commit to what just came in. Don't say, oh, I'll take the walk later. Oh, that seems silly. You know, because I've shifted my energy many times just by turning on a thing and dancing it out, you know, or, you know, little things that seem kind of silly, but you'll be surprised if you start to listen in that way and take the little short action steps that have to do with it. You'll notice that you can change your energy quite quickly. You can do the same thing with just asking, is this an alignment for me? You'll start to discern the difference when you can get still with your body. That's how I made my decision with because I didn't even have my mortgage payment with at that speaker conference. And they're asking you to spend this money of, you know, $1,000 a month for 22 months, a single parent. And I was living month to check to check, or not even check to check, as a hairstylist day to day. And it's like, I could have easily used my mental excuses, but I knew better at that point. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think this is a simple tool, and it's one that you can do, like go and take a 5-minute bathroom break. You know, I did that when I was working at the hair salon. I'd be very much taking on my client's energy. That was another thing that drove me to, like, I think addiction is also different types of addictions. It doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs. It could be busying yourself or shopping. I mean, many times of ways that we escape. But I think it runs a lot in sensitives and empaths, which I think you have a lot of healers in your community too, because I was taking in and taking on my clients' energy all day long when I was washing my hair, you know, doing this thing. And it was like, I'd just be carrying all this. I didn't know. So once I started learning tools, I'd go in the bathroom sometimes and just take a quick little bathroom break, you know, and release their energy and get my center and kind of reset my space. Or at a busy Thanksgiving dinner with your family, if you're overwhelmed, like take a bathroom break, you know, these will really help you to just pause.
Can you remind me remind our listeners of the acronym? So T stands for?
Talk to your body.
And L is listen. And then C is commit.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's really, and you're right. TLC is a really nice acronym to remember.
Yeah, it's simple and it has a nice feeling behind it because you're taking time for yourself. And I think, you know, a lot of times a lot of our sensitives, another pattern can be that we take care of everybody else's needs or worry about everybody else before our own. And so part of that is learning, you know, what do you need? And sometimes, you know, when I started first working with people, people wouldn't even know what their own dreams were. I hadn't considered that. And so a lot of the people that I'll work with will be parents, like maybe moms or, you know, I have men in my circles too now, but a lot of women, you know, where their kids go off to college and like, well, who am I if I'm not a mom? I hadn't considered my needs all these years. And so sometimes it's like reinventing a new chapter of, well, what do I care about? What's important to me? What are my needs? Are they being met? How can I meet them? Because it's up to us to really do that for ourselves.
Well, so many folks are on automatic pilot. We're reacting to, you know, what's happening in our lives. Yeah. So I get your point. So did you have any mentors along the way during your path?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely took lots of different, you know, I started out the Berkeley Psychic Institute, actually, is where I first started learning like basic meditation and how to do all the classes I took, I think, were different types of healing modalities. Like I took Reiki and I was angel certified therapist. I did a year hands-on healing program. I did a spiritual teacher's program. I did tons of intensive training. But really for me, it was always the gateway was, oh, this is for me to heal myself first. And so I didn't go the traditional, like, nothing against it. I just didn't go the traditional therapist route or that kind of thing. It was always like kind of came into, oh, meditation. Like, wow, my mind is, I didn't know everybody else's mind wasn't spinning a million miles a minute like mine was. So I kind of felt like I was crazy. But when I learned about basic meditation tools, which I think is so important, there's many styles, but so important. It's the gateway to a lot of things, you know? So then it was kind of like, I just followed the trail of what I needed to heal myself next. And so it kind of 5 or 6 years, I just went to take, I probably certified in 15 different types of modalities, but all of it was for me first, not really like, oh, I need to get these trainings to teach others. It was like, oh, what do I need to heal myself next? I realized when I woke up, my daughter was 13, and I'm like, oh, I just taught her a whole bunch of patterns that I had to relive. I think I need to unwire so I can show her. It kind of was my initial, you know, I understand we all have our soul agreements and all of that. But at the time I was feeling this mama's guilt a little bit. And I was like, oh, I need to teach her a different way through my example. And I wanted to unwire some of these patterns that had been passed down through the family line and being repeated. And I felt, I woke up that she and I were here to do that together in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I went through a 5-year stint of just, what's the next thing that I needed to heal myself? And I did a lot of spiritual retreats annually, I would say, which was so important because the deep healing that can happen and transformation at retreats is huge. But also sometimes I think what you mentioned earlier, we being in autopilot, we need to step out of our environment long enough to actually, I would always just like get new perspective and ideas. I could see clearly the rest of the year and what my goals were. And then sure, I'd have to go back and peddle my way there, you know, sometimes, but like give me a reset every year. And so I really just did that, you know, and then everything that of course that I have learned then informs how I give back. But it really wasn't like, oh, I need to learn how to do this to teach it. It was, no, what do I need to do for my own energy and healing right now? And then as that integrates into me, all of the things I've done probably inform who I am today as a spiritual teacher as well. So, and then I moved into like business stuff after that. And then since then, it's kind of like, I think just being my own channel at this.
Yeah. And integrate all that. So talk a little bit about, you know, you talked about how, you know, you were trying to move into integrity, but there was lots of fears. And you were talking about, I believe you said your family was conservative. So you were trying to balance that, but you weren't really coming out and saying, okay, you know, all these spiritual things are happening to me. You know, I can talk to angels or I'm seeing angels. And you've mentioned channeling as well. So how did you step forward with your gifts?
One step at a time. I think it was kind of this compilation. So I knew that I wasn't, I feel like that vision, that the feeling in my heart that this is what I meant to do was not going away. And I realized that. So part of it was when I kind of made a decision and realized, you know, yes, I was trying for so hard and it wasn't going. I knew I was never going to be able to give up because this is just who I was and who I was born to be. So I think when I start putting the pressure of this timeline, like this launch has to work or this programmer, and if it doesn't, it's like, well, once I realize, you know, I just got to keep moving forward and trust the process because this is who I am and who I'm meant to be. And that's not going away. I'm not going to ever give up on my purpose work. Mm-hmm. I think our purpose work and how we show up in the world, as we grow and evolve, it constantly grows and evolves and changes too. You know what I mean? Now I'm, for a long time I was teaching groups. Now I'm like, oh, I'm doing retreats. Now I feel like there's shifts all the time that we have to be willing to dance with. So part of that is just the commitment of knowing that, okay, I know strongly in my heart that I'm meant to be of service in the world in some form. I may not have it all figured out. That's okay. But I need to let go of control and just trust the process and really just tuned in daily. Like I believe, and I still do this really just each day, set my intentions and tune in. How can I be of service today? And what steps do I need to do to be aligned with my purpose? And I really started very simple and, you know, stream of consciousness writing in the beginning before I really knew. That's really what ended up creating the space to birth my program that really began to work for me. And I think what really started working as well is like twofold. First is the videos. Started making videos and putting them out there. And of course, freaking out as soon as they did and feeling very, oh gosh, who's on there? Who saw that? Somebody liked it. Oh, I didn't remember that hairstylist person. My friend was on my page and saw that. You know, I'd go into these kind of like panic points, but I just knew that it's okay. Oh my gosh, my mom's on my Facebook Live, you know, like, you know, just all those freakouts. I just kind of let them happen, but I had to deal with them along the way. Mm-hmm. And every time I dealt with that and each time I did that, it kind of took the energetic charge off of it a bit. And so it got easier over time. And so I think just being willing to not be perfect, being willing to stay committed to what I know is true to my heart, you know, that, and then one step at a time, knowing that you'd get better, right? And then the other aspect I think was just, you know, the channeling thing. I think for me being the journaling in the morning and the meditation, you know, I was trying so hard to fit into what I thought was the perfect branding or the copy or whatever. And I was losing, it was never not who I was, but it also was being very watered down. And so I think after trying to push uphill for a couple of years, I just kind of had to get honest and say, okay, why am I getting in my own way? I just had to take some self-responsibility. It's, you know, building a business takes time and there's a lot of moving parts. So there is an aspect of patience, but then there's also like, if you're still pushing up the same hill over and over and over and it's not changing, the feedback's not building and the momentum's not growing, then where am I holding myself out of?
Yeah. You got to take a look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I did. And then I was, you know, I did. And I finally just came back with, you know what? Because here's the other thing. And this is, I think, changing now compared to where it was in maybe 2015, a little bit, and maybe it wasn't even there, but the circles that I was learning business from were conscious business people, and they learned a lot, and I appreciate them greatly, and I use a lot of what I learned, and transformation doesn't sell, is what I kept hearing. You can't lead with transformation. It's like, but I'm a Scorpio rising who's here to help deep transformation, you know what I mean? Like, so I had this, like, where I took on somebody else's truth that you can't lead with that transformation, and it's like, so it was watering down what I was doing, and so I think I had to let all that go and just say, you know what? I don't really care what all the copywriters are saying. I do not care. I understand, but I don't care. I'm just going to start with what brings me joy right now. Where is my passion and what is that? And I don't care if it sells or not, but I'm just going to, I took about a year break actually, and because something, I didn't know what to do differently. Like I was still showing up online doing free things, but in terms of offers, I didn't do something for about a full year because I'm like, what is this? And I just went back into myself. And then I came out going, you know what? I'm just going to do what brings me joy. I'm going to do what I feel called. And I started doing stream of consciousness writing each morning for about, even just starting out with at least 5 minutes. But sometimes it would go into like a whole where it created space for a whole download of a program idea, you know? And so I just said, you know, this is bringing me joy. And it was coming out as a psychic and spiritual teacher. And I was like, okay, let's just follow this. And that's when everything shifted. And that's when I attracted a marketing team that got me and didn't try to take out the transformation and put it in the back burner and lead with something that was more, a little bit more watered down. But for them, it was like, you know, I understand. And that might be the case for some people, but I find the reason why I'm mentioning this is because for a lot of your, I think, audience is a lot of healers and creatives and intuitives. And then sometimes we got to take some of that. There is important things to cop to like expressing your truth, but to not lose your voice in the process, it's kind of an art. And it requires just trusting yourself, trusting your process and being real honest with, you know, who you are. And I think, you know, as soon as I committed to, I don't care, I'm just going to do what my soul's calling me to do.
Yes.
And when I did that, within 6 months, I attracted a marketing team that completely took my core of who I am and helped me put it out there in a way that I could have more people see me. If I wasn't ready for that, I wasn't going to allow myself to be more visible. Yeah. If I wasn't in integrity with what I was putting out there, trying to please everyone, right? So I really had to get clear too that I didn't need other people's approval. So it was a lot of inner healing.
For sure. For sure. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think would be important to share with our audience?
I think just, you know, the main message to me, like when I really got clear about my why, you know, I just want everyone to know that everyone, you have what you need, right? Everybody has what they need within them. I know that sometimes that can be, well, then why isn't it working? Just trust. It's kind of like just knowing that you are a gift. Each person, you know, has a gift inside of them that's unique. Your story, your experiences matter. I feel like our, you know, sharing our stories heals. It heals us to share them, you know, but it also helps others. And so I just feel like if you have something in your heart, just know that you have everything that you need. Know that you have a ton of spiritual support waiting to support you at any time. And so just, you know, once you commit to living in integrity with your truth, once you commit to getting clear about this is, I want to live at my highest potential and purpose, just trust the process and know that you're always supported, that you are a powerful creator, and that what you need will come to you tenfold, especially the more that you are honest and vulnerable in who you are and sharing who you are and your gifts, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a really good way to finish up with a nice message like that. Jennifer, I just want to thank you again for coming on and sharing your message with our audience. And we wish you well with your program. You've got some really beautiful places. In fact, do you want to mention some of the retreats that are coming up that you're going to be doing?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. I've been being really fully called. See, here we grow again. Things change. Mm-hmm. I've been leading in-person retreats at Mount Shasta, really powerful space. I love the energy of Shasta. We are going to Egypt. I see that probably being an annual thing, actually, because it sold out this time in 3 weeks. And I'm like, okay, this is some place to go. I mean, Egypt is so powerful to recall your information and to heal. Be swimming with the dolphins in the Red Sea. Going to Bali. I feel like Costa Rica is probably in the future. You know, lots of places wherever I feel called, but mostly it's always sacred, very transformational places that I want to take people and do deep healing work together with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I do have that free gift that I can share with your audience as well. Is that time to share about that?
Yeah, you absolutely can. And we'll make sure we put it in the notes as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, based on our conversation, I have a 4-day free masterclass series called Amplify Your Channeling, Healing, and Clairvoyant Abilities. And it's literally over 6 hours worth of content. And it would be definitely something that could be a paid mini course, but we talk about how to connect with your intuition and communicate with your spirit guides. There's always a video training about 75 minutes plus a activation journey and some next steps you can do. And then the second day is all about activating your healing abilities as a healer and how to use your healing energy to clear your space as an empath and sensitive and not be overwhelmed by other people's energy, but have it be a gift. And then day 3, we really awaken your clairvoyant, your third eye. And day 4, we talk about your channeling abilities and you get a light language transmission. And it's just very much the underbelly is a transformational shift to get you aligned with your higher path and purpose and awaken your gifts. So I think it's a great gift that I love to share with people.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being here with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed our presentation podcast with Jennifer Gilchrist. If you are a spiritual entrepreneur and you want to expand your gifts, get more clarity on your purpose and where you're going to go, you might want to look up all of her classes. And don't forget her free gift. Sitting with her and listening to her journey, it's just so important that we all know we all have our journeys, we all have our stories. I really just loved listening to her making the choice to commit. And I love the TLC, you know, talk to your body, listen to your body, and then commit to whatever information you're getting. These were really great tips for folks. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you find it helpful, we always encourage that you reach out or send it to other folks, because we're trying to grow our audience and teach people how to live an elevated life. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.